This is Channel Attitude. Your voice, your right, your freedom.
Big Vito and Noel, a married couple with a podcast. They're in love, if you couldn't tell. They pick on each other, but it never lasts. Vito loves sports, the beach, and lifting. Noel loves books, Batman and Disney, like Sonny and Cher, but way more stressful. I love Lucy, if Ricky could wrestle. Big Vito and Noel, a married couple with a podcast. Big Vito and Noel.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Mr. vs. Mrs. Obviously, I am not Mrs. Noel. I am subbing for Mrs. Noel tonight, so it'll be Love Panda with our man Big Vito. How are you, sir?
I am doing wonderful. Hope everybody's doing great out there. You know, feeling good, feeling fresh. You know, I even got the new jacket on from Mrs. Noel. She bought it for me for Christmas. It's looking kind of fly because I'm that super guy from SI. Tell me, what'd you think about the Super Bowl? What'd you think about the festivities? What's going on in Matt life?
What a fantastic game. It didn't go the way I wanted it. I wanted Joe Burrow to get his ring, but at the same time, as somebody who lives in Michigan, it's good to see Stafford finally get his ring too. Right. So either way, there's like that sense of happiness either way. So there's not really a bad decision, but fantastic game overall. Great experience for the NFL, and Roger Goodell is still the best damn booker in the world right now.
If Odell Beckham didn't get hurt, I penciled him in for 100 yards today.
Yep. It wouldn't have been close.
No. Him getting hurt. What did he wind up – what happened to his knee?
It looked like he's going to have ACL.
Really? Again?
Yep. Same knee, too. Wow. Yep. But he got his ring.
He did get his ring.
He was torching in that first half, though. He had a great first half. Jamar Chase had a hell of a game. Burrow played his ass off, besides for getting beat around the whole game.
When he caught that first ball, oh, my God. He was like, I called it. I said he's back with the Rams. He had his first 100-yard game last week. I said he's going to get it. He's going to fucking tear this shit up. He is, I told you, he's one of the best receivers. And if I had to pick two receivers to take it to start a team, it would be Odell Beckham Jr. and Antonio Brown.
Really? AB still right now?
What he does off the field, right, doesn't diminish what he does on the field. On the field, he's a beast, right? So if you throw a third receiver in there, just to say you throw Godwin in there with three of them. Odell Beckham, Godwin, and fucking Antonio Brown, right? Say you throw Ron Gronkowski as your tight end. Who the hell is going to do it?
I agree with you on that. Especially it just comes down to who's throwing the ball at that point.
So we have our own personal chat today. And it's Miss Noel from behind the scenes. And she says, hey, I beat you in the poll today. I don't understand how these people are voting for Miss Noel. You know, if I'm going to pull the sick card every fucking week, all right, I'm breaking my ass out there, fucking earning the fucking Scott Alls, right? Keep us in this fucking lap of luxury. Two beautiful cars. Did you happen to see the Gumad video?
Absolutely, I did.
There she is again. The voice from beyond, 83%. All right, we get it. You won. Congratulations.
It wasn't even close in that. 83%. That's a freight train difference.
You couldn't name three Nirvana songs, but I can name three Nirvana face washes.
Ipso facto, you're both right.
That's it. And don't wear the shirt, ho. Unbelievable. Let's talk about, like, I know we're talking about some great things, but still, well, now, did you see my Gumad tip of the week?
Oh, my goodness.
Did you laugh your ass off?
Your Gumad tips every week have been having me crack up for the last few weeks, where I have to watch them a couple times and just like, what do you say? You're setting a whole new bar.
Now, I have, you know, the voice from beyond is saying, stroke chick is out. What? Dearest Lord. I know, the dearest Lord. But you see, this is why I have my Gumad tips, because you're on the Falcon sideline. All right?
you got to pull the next person in.
Yeah, pull the next person in. We can't. We got to have the conga line keep going.
Right? What do you think happened tonight? If OBJ, when he got hurt, you think the LA packed it in? No, next man up from the bench. Let's go.
You see J Lo mixing it up. Next man up.
Goodbye, A-Rod. Hello, Ben Affleck again.
But wasn't my tip of the week the best thing you ever heard? And didn't it make sense?
Truly. Truly.
Right?
Some people have to get past the brass tacks of it and really, like, envelop it. But once they envelop it, it's like, you know what? He's got a point.
Digest it. Okay? And just bring it in. Okay. Bring it in. Right? So, you think about it. You got two cars out there. I have the beautiful Mercedes and the beautiful Cadillac. You know what I mean? It's like, can't go wrong there. What car is for the Gumad? Every car is for the Gumad. Ben, I love this chat. You know, and then just listen to me talk, and I do, you know, guys, think about it. You get the bitches friggin' 2 feet on the back of your back fucking window. You fucking making history, right? But you don't fucking go home and rub it off, right? The next day when you're going to work on Friday, you happen to peer back and you're like, yeah, boy, look at that shit right there. Nobody would think to look on the back window, right?
Yeah.
What your greatness was. Then on Saturday, casually, yeah, babe, I'm going to wash the car. And then you wash all the goo out of your fucking car. You know what I mean?
Spick and span after that. No evidence behind.
Oh, we got tremors from the voice from beyond. Really? J-Lo? Yeah. All right. If this stroke takes me out in beelining to Yul Brynner, go ahead and go see Yul. Go ahead. I dare you. You're going to be rubbing it up. Baby, listen. Here's the pact I have my wife. You know, she's having a rough time, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and like, I talk to the Lord. He's a friend of mine, you know, Jesus. And I said to him, I said, Lord, I said, if my wife happens to come up there, you know, do me a favor. Open the gates for her. You know, let her in. Don't make her go to the purgatory, you know. Me and you, you know, I've done some business for you, Lord. You know, I've saved some lives in my day, legit saved lives. Lord, give her a pass. Let her in. I know she's a sinner. I know she's kind of messy in the house. I know she leaves toothpaste in the sink. I got to clean up after her.
Oh, that drives me insane.
Right. And then I bring her gourmet dinners every morning from my job. Right. And then I just went shopping today. I bought all her favorite stuff just to make her happy. God forbid I eat anything. I'm shriveling down to nothing. You know what I mean? What am I living on? Carrot sticks here.
We're going to have to start a GoFundMe, get you at least some granola bars at this
point. Yeah. I'm a Buddhist, she says. Yeah. Boo-hoo. And she says, you're calling Jesus. I call my brother every night. Lord, I call him Lord. I know we knock heads, but give me a breakdown there, would you? You send me all this trouble. I don't understand.
Just a couple passes.
Just a couple of passes. You know, and you know the great thing about this thing, Lord, about this thing, Matt? Right?
What's up?
I'm going straight to heaven, right? Because I put my time in here and I earned it. But if you don't think I'm going to a couple of parties down below before I go, you're absolutely out of your fucking mind.
That's a smart man right there.
Right? Think about it. What am I going to do? Go straight there, visit Purgatory, where there might be a party, or go right to fucking happy hour down below.
And then when that last call hits, all right, I guess it's my time. Boop, boop, boop. There we go.
There we go, right? And what are you going to do? You're going to walk out the door, walk around the corner, and get back in line.
Exactly. The club opens again 24 hours. Let's go again.
And the voice from beyond is saying, call before you show up. Yule and I need to know. That's all right. Give everybody a free pass. I'm giving everybody a free pass down here. And she's got free passes up there. What the hell?
Hey, you know, that's just the Spider-Man logic. Everybody gets one.
I'm telling you, everybody gets a shot, right? Oh, boy. Anyway, Super Bowl. The game was fantastic. It was one of the better Super Bowls. Very happy about that. Matt, what did you think of the halftime show?
You know, honestly, there hasn't been too many Super Bowls in the last probably 15 years where I wanted to take the time out and watch it. Of course, like Prince. Prince, I want to take the time. I want to enjoy the artwork of what just Prince is or was at that time. Where with this year's Super Bowl special and having Dr. Dre and Eminem and Kendrick and Snoop and Mary J., I was intrigued as a music fan again, and I was actually interested, and it wasn't like in, you know, when we have wrestling events sometimes and they have that piss break match. I wanted to stick through all the way through to the end because that halftime show was actually pretty damn stellar. My only complaint, I would say, is I wish Eminem had a little bit more time. It seemed like everybody else had two songs and he only had the one, but you know what? I'm not going to complain. Still a hell of a halftime show compared to what it could have been.
You are absolutely no glitches, no cursing, no. You're straight old school songs,
yep.
Right? And you're like, I could deal. This is entertainment. This was good.
Absolutely. And it was just banger after banger after banger. The only thing, you know, I was still thinking about it, if they would have had like a hologram of Tupac for California Love. Other than that, for what they had and what Dr. Dre and Eminem and all of those guys did to have a L.A. show in L.A. for the world, 10 star or 10 out of 10, 5 stars.
You can't beat it. You know, I thought it was awesome. Now, with the Super Bowl officially over, does Tom Brady announce his return to the NFL?
I don't think he will right now. I think right now Tom's going to take his time, enjoy the family life for a little bit, get some of the other affairs in order that he hasn't really gotten to do in the last 22 years. Let's be honest. And take that little bit of family time. But we both know that itch will come back. Just more of how long is it going to be till he scratches it or Gronk keeps pushing at the bear and saying, you know, hey, let's go over to Tampa, or let's go play over here. If Tampa doesn't want us, we'll go over to this place because it's Tom Brady. Who's going to tell him no if he wants to come play for them?
I think if he comes back, I think he either goes to Tampa Bay or he goes to San Francisco.
I agree.
San Francisco was a one-game-away playoff team. Jimmy Garoppolo, is nothing wrong with Jimmy Garoppolo. He's a great, great ball player. And I honestly think he can win a Super Bowl. He's that talented. But you put Tom Brady over there, you bring Gronk, bring Godwin, or one of those other receivers.
And that was Brady's hometown team when he was a kid. That was his favorite team with the 49ers. So you have that whole reverence. It's perfect. Yeah.
For him to win a Super Bowl in his hometown. And this will be the third team he'll win a Super Bowl for. Yep. He will go down. I mean, right now, he's the greatest of all time.
Yep, hands down.
Hands down. Can't deny that. Mm. Even if he didn't go to San Francisco and win one, he's still the greatest. Now, let's talk a little basketball here.
Absolutely.
Let's go around and we'll come back to the Super Bowl. LeBron James and the Lakers floundering. Sad.
The Lakers situation has been very sad to see, and it's very much a chemistry issue when you look at them. Westbrook and AD and LeBron, it just cannot mesh.
Not mix.
And it just, especially for them to not make any moves through the trade deadline was very surprising, especially when you have teams like the Bulls that are very young and up and coming, and they're willing to do whatever it takes, it seems like, to win, and they're just doing it, where LA just, yeah, we've got LeBron.
I think LA is waiting for the releases, the buyouts. You know, who's to say John Wall won't get bought out?
Even if so, then you've got to carry the cap of him and Westbrook. You going to cut Westbrook at the free? Because they're already in a heavy cap.
I don't think – no, what happens when they do a buyout, if I'm not mistaken, the team buys them out. The contract is done. They sign them for veterans minimum.
Yep, that minimum.
Right? So they're still getting their money, but they won't get the 1.2. So they'll lose $2 million, but they're still making the playing ball. So it doesn't go on the Lakers. The Lakers only get charged for, you know, what they sign.
Yeah.
He's a free agent. They were talking Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
You know.
Goran Dragic.
I would love for him to play on the Lakers. I think that would be that's the score right there.
I agree.
Porzingis getting traded after the Knicks gave up on him, and now he's in Washington.
That surprised me that that Dallas gave up on him like that.
He didn't. They couldn't get along with the other guy. Yeah, with Luka. So the Knicks were right to trade him.
Mm-hmm.
Got rid of a problem.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
The Nets trading James Harden.
You know, I talk about a train wreck. Holy cow.
You know, one thing in sports everybody forgets, and I know this is not a sports show, but we're talking here because Miss Noel's out, and we usually talk about other stuff. We're going to get back to some things. But one thing everybody forgets, James Harden wanted out of Houston so bad he put on the fat suit, got out of shape, forced his way out, played to the Nets. I'm so great to be – he's a great ball player.
Absolutely.
Then he got tired of the Nets, and all of a sudden he had these bullshit hamstring injuries, and he wasn't playing up to snuff. And is he in shape? Now, they trade him for Ben Simmons and a whole boatload of players who could help them. I think it was a good trade for the Nets. Right? The only problem is Kyrie Irving being a part-time player, and that's what throws everything off. But on the same token, those three guys couldn't get on the court. I think they made on the court 22 times. That's it.
Yep.
So there was no great impact to having them there.
Mm-mm. And that's a whole sad thing when it comes to the Nets. Like, if you look on that team at paper, especially at the beginning of the season, they look like championship contenders all the way through. And then you start seeing, you know, part-time Kyrie, like you were saying, or now Harden being dealt for Ben Simmons. And Ben Simmons, is he a great defensive player? Sure, but the guy just cannot shoot a three-pointer to save his life while he was in Philly. Maybe that changes now. Maybe that was just a part of the mental shtick he was going through. Nets, we don't know.
Nets don't need him to score?
Nope.
Do you know they could put him at center, and he could be the point center of this team? He don't have to score.
No. That's why they got KD.
They got Seth Curry.
Yeah.
They got Drummond.
Yep.
They got people who can score the rock. You know, the Knicks
Blake on Griffin.
The other hand. Yeah. The Knicks on the other hand, I don't understand they're losing because they're up by as many as 20 points. The last game they had with the Trailblazers, they were up by 23 points and they lost.
The Knicks, it almost seems like it's been a James Dolan curse with them. And it's one of those, it comes from the top down. And as great as Coach Thibodeau has been and the veteran leadership having, let's say, Derrick Rose with them, it's just James Dolan. Ugh.
Derrick Rose, the glue of that team.
Yes,
Derrick
he is.
Rose has been injured.
Yep, Derrick I love Rose Derrick Rose.
Not, Derrick Rose is not hurt. They're playing above 500.
Yep,
they're not
absolutely
losing these games.
Randall and RJ Barrett are a great combo. Having Derrick Rose with him, nice added piece, but having that missing chip to the whole puzzle.
But the thing is, everybody put all this pressure on Kemba Walker to score 30. He's not scoring 30. They weren't not even happy with 20. And he does pull out games where he's playing, but he's not the primary scorer, so he's got to give the rock up. You know what I mean?
And RJ is not necessarily the prime scorer, too, so then it becomes Randle. And Randle's a double-double machine, too, and Barrett has his fluctuation nights, don't get me wrong. But overall, it's Randle, then Barrett, and then everybody else when it comes to the Knicks. But I love Coach Thibodeau.
I know you do. So do I. Flash news update.
Uh-oh.
Guys, we had a predator on my wife's account who was making fun of my wife, you know, berating my wife because she had a stroke and because I wouldn't do an interview. I didn't want to start the show with this, but my wife just sent a note in, okay? And here we are. Let's talk real life for a second. I know we're covering a lot of subjects. You know, I know I'm a celebrity. I'm world famous. I personally go above and beyond for everybody. I talk to everybody. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. Anybody who asks a question, I answer. Facebook, I'm very polite. I go out of my way. A lot of celebrities or wrestlers do not partake with people, fans, but there's a reason. This gentleman decided he was going to be up my ass and be rude to my wife because he wanted an interview. He was at it for months. I only interview on the weekends, and I do my podcast on the weekends, as you know. I have a real job. I have a real wife who needs me to take care of her. I have other obligations. And I can't, you know, do every interview, especially, you know, this is nothing against all the young journalists out there or the young podcasters. This is not a knock against you. But I just sometimes I don't have the time, or it's the wrong timing. Or, you know, if you have two followers and you want to ask me about my dress and you want to ask about this and that, you know, it's cool. But I just don't have the time. A lot of wrestlers don't even answer these people. This man berated my wife on Twitter. Everybody saw it, right? My wife just sent me a note. The tweet got deleted. The overwhelming love that was shown on Twitter and the people went after this gentleman. The thing I hate.
Well done on that save.
The thing I hate more than anything, Matt, and I think you notice, when you could attack me all day, I don't give a shit. You attack my wife, we have a problem.
Absolutely.
And the funny thing is that all these people do it over the internet. They do it online. They do it in email. Right? He accused my wife of lying, of having a stroke. This is the second stroke my wife has had. For everybody who doesn't know out there, my wife got diagnosed and she had a second stroke. We have to go for testing. It's very serious. So we answered and said, listen, you know, we had another stroke. Ah, you're lying, you're full of shit. I had Nunzio on. Now, for all those who don't know, I have a very bad temper. I've learned to control it. I've learned to contain myself. I'm a gentleman. I'm a man. You know what I mean? And when people fuck with my wife, I get fucking angry. Real angry. You get on the, when I see you, I'm going to slap you list. There's like three or four people that got a slap coming. Believe me, I don't go out and do every seminar, convention, and all this stuff. I don't see a lot of people, and I like to be happy when I like to say, you know. But when my wife is out there and she's my breaking point of like what goes right and wrong in my life, and I do everything in my power to keep her up. It's a job, people. If you had to have to take care of somebody who has medical needs and who has something wrong, it's a job. It's not easy. You got to have patience. You know, most guys would walk away, pack their bags, and say, F you. and I'm done. But real men stay by their women. Real men stay and take care of their families, you know? You don't leave your wingman, basically. To see this and the anger that I see in my eyes and my chest, and I'm like, I don't bother nobody. I don't talk to nobody. I don't call out nobody. I get involved in no drama on social media, which you know, Matt, because you're part of my team,
yep,
and you see everything I post.
Yep.
And to have somebody do that. Oh, and my wife says, plus she's hot. I know. We know, babe. We know. Anyway. You're better than J-Lo. All right? You're better than J-Lo. All right. So when this happens, it's like anything else. Now, Matt, you just got engaged, right? It's the love of your life. You know, you're going to protect her. You're going to do everything. You're going to stay in front of her. If somebody disrespects her, you're going to speak up as a man. And I know that you are not a fighter. You are not a violent person. You're not anything like that. But if push came to shove, you can handle yourself if you need to.
Absolutely.
You're going to show up. But it's people that have no right in business to accuse you of anything because they don't live your life. Live a day in my shoes. Today I went shopping. I did 3 loads of laundry. I cleaned the house and made dinner for my wife. We sat outside. What else did I do? I straightened out the house, cleaned the bathrooms because we needed them cleaned because she's having a little bit of a problem, you know, with, you know, just keeping healthy.
Yeah.
And that's just today. That's not including that. Plus, I went to the gym for 2 hours and I worked out. But every day, that's not including when I go to play softball. I come home, I sit with my wife, I go to the gym, I sit with my wife, I podcast, I go to work, I do a 10-hour shift. Plus, I do housework and whatever I need to do. You know, I want people to step in my shoes for one day.
Yep. I need to piggyback off this because I didn't send a tweet. I observed, like we were talking about off air, I saw the comment that was made. I saw a lot of the responses that so many people came to the defense of Miss Noel. And I'll publicly say this. If it wasn't for Miss Noel, you and I wouldn't be sitting here speaking. Miss Noel was the one that introduced and broke the ice between yourself and myself to make it so we're sitting here doing it now. And that woman is one of those people that is always in the foxhole with you. She is always wanting to see the big picture. She's always trying to broaden the horizons, and not just of the Big Vito brand, but trying to help with anybody and anywhere in any way that she can. And to see some jackass that is hiding behind his glass screen like a glass gladiator, like you and I have discussed in the past, it makes people like myself look bad as a wrestling, you know, journalist or TikToker like I am, where we have that public perception. Because let's say you and I hadn't met and we didn't have the relationship that we do, that sour taste that's left in your mouth because of that whole negative interaction makes it so maybe if I come to you in this whole relationship you and I didn't have or have wasn't there, I say, you know, hey, I would love to have you potentially on my show. You automatically think, well, I hope he's not like the other guy. That's such a negative connotation because there's so many of the glass-bound journalists that are sitting here thinking that everybody owes them something. And you did your time in the ring. You work a full-time job. You take care of your wife. You do all the journalists that you do. Where do you get to be you? Where does the time where, you know, you got to turn off the on-air light and get to breathe for yourself? You don't have to sit here and be everybody else's monkey and be, well, we got to go and do this show. You're a grown-ass man yourself, and you deserve that time to be a man and be a family with your wife. And I'm sorry, as a wrestling journalist, to have you have to deal with that shit too.
No, and I think it speaks volumes for why people act the way they do. And in my case, this is the perfect scenario because, you know, does anybody know out there that I have to wake my wife up every couple hours so she should possibly go into a coma? Anybody ever realize that? What happens when you have a second stroke? So I got to make sure when I leave the house, just for, you know, I'm going to let you know on some stuff. I leave the house. I don't know how I'm going to find her when I come home. Yeah. How would you like to have that sitting in your stomach every day?
Absolutely. That's a fear that nobody wants. And that's even coming from somebody who's had two brain surgeries himself.
Right. Now you had two brain surgery, right? Yeah. My wife, so you know the conditions that come with it. But people, how do you want that responsibility every single day for 7 years? Not knowing how you're going to find your loved one when you return home. I have a pit in my stomach every day when I come home from work. I have a pit in my stomach when I come home and I walk in my door. Right? I walk in slowly. I look in the rooms. I make sure she's not on the floor. I make sure she's okay. I slumped over the sink. 9 times out of 10, I find her in bed sleeping. You know? Did you want to be me? No, you want all the fame and glory? You want my life? Hey, that's what my life is right now. Yeah, I'm a killer softball player. I fucking come up with different workouts in the gym where people think I'm fucking nuts. Because where do I take it out on? My friend, the gym. Thank God for my friend, Jim. G-Y-M. He's been there my whole life. If I didn't have him, I think I'd lose my mind. Right. If it wasn't for playing ball, I'd lose my mind again because I'm a very good ball player. Right. And I play and I do everything, you know. Plus, as the chat is growing, I'm a handsome son of a bitch. I got ass all over the place. I don't even got a Range Rover yet, yo. All right. You're talking to the cars here. I'm telling you. Plus, I just got my baby face back because the fucking Rock wanted to fucking run fucking Super Bowl Sunday. Go check your TikTok, Rock. Okay? You like that TikTok, Rock? I'm looking at you, son. All right? Don't make me peel this shit off. All right? You know how we doing here. And also, Slow It Down Cars. That's right. Slow It Down Cars on Thursday night. Only one room out at a time. Right? Don't wash your car on a fucking Friday. Only wash it on Saturday, right? And as you're talking about it, never take your guma to the fucking opera because you always get busted.
Every time.
Every time. Maddie, we're going to close the show. Now, it's going to be me and Matt liking the Super Bowl halftime party. Tell me if you liked it or not. You're either going to agree with me and Matt, it was great, or you're going to say, no, it sucked. You have 5 days, all right? 5 days. Hopefully, Miss Noel can count to 5 still, all right? Now she's telling me, you washed your car and it poured. Baby, I had to wait for the rain to wash off the evidence that I couldn't get to. Honey.
Hey, you think with Dateline NBC and the hotels, when they come in with the black light, if they had some way to put in some rainfall, there wouldn't be anything for Chris Hansen to look over. Come on now. Yeah,
Chris Hansen, I've been waiting for him to come at me, yo. You know, because I'm going to tell him the whole thing. Yo, baby, it is what it is, and it was what it was, Chris, you know. But, you know, Chris, I know, Ron, you know, you got some friggin' skeletons in your closet, right? And what happened to Chris Hansen? He had skeletons in his closet.
Yeah. Fun fact about him, since I know we're wrapping up. A few months ago, when Chris Hansen was arrested for not turning in evidence to a county police department.
Right.
That's my hometown.
Really?
That is my hometown where he turned himself in. Yeah, absolutely. I saw all of that. My parents live 30 seconds away from the jail.
Now, Chris Hansen is a hometown boy in your hometown, right?
No.
No.
No. So what happened was they had one of those to catch a predator episodes.
Right.
The gentleman that he was investigating was from my area. The local sheriff's department wanted all of the evidence that Chris had, and certain things Chris would not turn into the prosecutor's office.
What did the guy do?
He was trying to get in touch with children. And for some reason, there was some evidence that I guess Chris wouldn't turn into the prosecutor's office. So they put a warrant out for Chris Hansen's arrest, too, and he had to turn himself in.
Do you know that on my birthday that just passed, one of my dear friends, Wicked Witch Christine Bogie, she actually got on Chris Hansen's website to send me a birthday message. Now, it was good. It was good. But in turn, do you want to know what I did to her?
Absolutely.
Oh, fuck yeah, it was good. Maury Povich was having this poll. South Philly mean to all you people out there, right? So she's always talking shit. So she's got two kids. I said, who's the baby dads? Oh, you know who they are. All right. Everybody knows that Dan Boat. Dan, my man Dan, my husband Dan. Really? Okay. What did I do? Who is your baby daddy? Would you like to know? Call Maury. I filled out the application, gave her fucking phone number.
Please say they called her.
She'll never admit it. But I wrote an essay and a half. You know, baby daddy skipped out. I got two different fathers. Nobody helping me. I have to work nights. I have to do stuff I'm not proud of. To feed
oh,
kids.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So if you ever want to get back at somebody, fill out an application for people for Maury and tell the bitch how you a streetwalker at night.
I'm taking all of these notes right now.
Oh, my God. Then it was said that Neen... When you said it was my friend, South Philly Neen, because I wanted you to have a free vacation. I messed up. All right, so stop feeding me these notes, Noel. All right? Shut up. Your brain is scrambled eggs.
Right? We love you, Noel.
I know. We love you, you know? You know, take some more friggin' Metamucils, whatever you take. Anyway, that's a wrap.
We went left real fast. Yeah. Hell of a Super Bowl.
Hell of a Super Bowl. All right. Guys, you have 5 days to vote. You're going to vote with me and my man, Matt. Or you're going to say, nay, it was a shitty Super Bowl. You got 5 days. Matty, close your show. Give the credits.
You know, I just want to thank you for letting me be here with you this week. And best of all wishes of health to Noel throughout everything. And you know I'm here if you guys need me. On that note, thank you all for tuning in for Mr. and Mr., I guess, tonight. Instead of Mr. versus Mrs., we got Mr. versus Mr. A little Super Bowl edition. You can find myself on TikTok at LovePanda24X48 or LovePanda24 on Twitter. And you also can find Big Vito at the Big Vito brand on all his social media platforms. But on that note, I just want to say thank you all. Be safe and have a wonderful week.
Peace.
Saturday night for the wise, Friday nights for the gumas. They love excitement, plus they love the moolah. Long black caddy up, it did it too. Real free too.